Your baby's heart is completely formed and beats at approximately 160 beats each minute. Does that mean you love me now? 10 weeks? Sometimes. Your daddy looks at me like he's wondering where his wife has gone. I am less. I need you to fill the spare bedroom and the missing bits of me. Okay. But first, we have another story to finish. Baby to meet. Third time unlucky. Your sister, Twinkle. Don't cross them lines. Hi, Mum.
Hello, Amy. You sound tired.
Oh, I'm okay.
Things happen in threes. There you go.
She's very superstitious for an Anglican.
Now, I got your voicemail.
It would really help to get Alex out of here. I don't know when it's gonna happen.
I thought you were moving out of that flat.
We were. No, we are. There's a weed in the garden holding things up.
I hope you've sorted the slug problem. You don't mind them so much in the countryside, but in the city, there's something quite squalid.
Yeah, it's all right, Mum. The rat infestation has sorted the slugs. It was just an idea, Anna's idea. Alex knows what's going on this time.
No child should see their mother upset.
That's why I asked.
Why, Andy asked. And his idea, you said.
Jesus.
Oh, well, if it was his idea. That was a joke, Amy.
What was the punchline, Mum? Every bloody word.
You should ask him for help, if you can't help yourself. He's always at your side. He will never leave you, nor forsake you.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'll see if he can go to Kate's instead. Thanks for calling.
But I mean it, Amy. You need to move on.
Is that another joke, Mum? I'd love to move on, but my body isn't playing, is it? Same as the bastard slugs.
Well, you'll get another try soon. At least you haven't lost a real baby.
What?
It's an idea of a baby, but really it's just a jumble of cells.
Is that what your friends say outside Mary Stopes, Mum?
You need to calm down.
Do you have any idea how hard this is?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, you had one.
I had two. I telephoned the hospital and they said go to bed and take two paracetamol. I sat on the toilet for a few hours. I went to sleep and the next day the locum came out to feel my stomach and that was that. Keep your feet up next time, he said. As if there was any chance of that with you two at my heels. Third time lucky, Mark was born.
Why didn't you tell me?
You never asked.
Afternoon, everyone. We've been making cards for some of you today, so don't look too closely in book bags until Sunday.
Alex!
Mummy!
How was your assembly?
Islam's baby brother ate glitter, and his poo came out all sparkly.
Nice.
I made you something.
Surprise.
Oh, hello.
Daddy!
Hello, mate.
Are you checking up on me?
No, How are you feeling?
I'm fine, thank you.
Did our baby die because of gods?
No, I don't think so.
Gods does do bad things.
I spoke to my boss.
Like the great flood.
And he got it.
Hanging the Jesus on the cross. No, that was the baddies. The Normans.
The Romans.
Yeah, his wife had a miscarriage last year. I almost went in for a hug. So I can work from home, long as I need.
Daddy says Twinkle's in the sky, watching us.
Did he?
Shall we Google it? Please?
Go on then.
Yay!
I rang the hospital and told them that you want to do it naturally this time. And they said to call if you change your mind and to see the GP about the recurrent miscarriage clinic.
Okay.
We have to keep her if we can. If we want them to do any testing on her. Do we want to do any testing?
I don't know.
Well, I read up on it, and they only find a reason in 50% of cases, so...
Okay.
Are you sure about going into work tomorrow, babe?
I want to do something normal.
This is normal. It's 1 in 4 pregnancies, remember? It'll all be over soon.
I don't think I want it to be over. I don't want to be on my own again.
I'll be there this time.
No, I mean... Thank you.
Hey, Amy!
Clive.
So, whip it out, did they?
What?
Appendix?
Oh, a tooth. False alarm.
Oh. Coffee?
Please.
Oh, we've missed you.
I am pale. I am shaky. The smell. What is that smell? I'm wearing jeans in an office full of polyester mix, but he hasn't noticed.
Milk?
Yeah.
And sugar?
Two, please.
Are you sure?
He's noticed my tits, though.
For Amy Brooks from Queen Anne's Maternity Hospital. You failed to attend an appointment for a dating scan this morning. To rearrange...
No, piss off.
Have you been in a car accident?
School stuff.
You're right. Look a bit funny.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Women's trouble. have a donut. It's Friday.
Thanks. I tried to read my emails, but I haven't really slept since Monday. And what is that smell?
Oh, I... Love Island fan club moving in.
Amy, I'm so glad you're here.
I am cramping.
Roisin had the baby early and Lorraine said there wasn't budget for a temp. She asked me to go through these, but... Oh, would you mind? It was a boy, by the way. £9.8 whopper. Oh.
Time of the month.
Dick.
I want to sleep. I want to close my eyes and curl up in a ball around the pedestal and wake up and feel better and be good at my job and forced to believe there is more to life than successfully growing babies. But every time I close my eyes, I see your sister. Twinkle. Slumped.
Anyone in there?
Lorraine.
Just a minute, please.
Amy? I didn't know you were back. You okay?
My pad was soaked through, but I'd packed one of Alex's old pull-ups. I tore down the sides and stuffed it inside my knickers. Tied my jumper around my waist.
Can you open the door?
How do I do this?
Oh, love. I was 43 and he was married. Saved the world a confused son of a knobhead. Bloody painful, though. All types of pain. There you are. Now, if we're quiet, we can sneak out the back way.
It hits me that we are the weaker sex, hiding in the toilets crying together. 100 years of suffrage, great. But you cannot vote against biology.
Do you think you can walk now?
I am not empowered by my sex. I am broken by it. Lorraine got a cab and a bin bag for me to sit on. And while she paid the taxi driver... Next door's Doberman sniffed around my crotch.
Amy.
Shall I put the kettle on? Maybe get her some clean clothes?
Thank you.
Tea, hot water bottle, dressing gown, painkillers. What else can they do? Was it the pollution that got her?
Take care, love.
Did it stop her little heart? Don't eat cheese, but live in a city where the air is toxic and illegal.
Shh. Okay, just try to rest.
Or was it because I ignored her?
Do you want me to put the telly on, babe?
I did not listen. I did not look when she was 8 weeks old and twinkling because I was trying so hard not to love her.
All I can find is a rerun of Friends. Is that bland enough?
Oh, the one where Rachel has a miscarriage.
You look better too. Can you eat something?
Where's Alex?
At your sister's. Changing nappies, apparently.
I tried to eat some pasta and Andy tried to do some work because life goes on.
Not weed solutions. You've got a parking permit I can use.
I could not focus on the TV screen. I just saw babies in my womb, babies in a bin, babies in a fire.
It is not a baby, it is a pregnancy. This is not a baby. It is...
I welcome the pain that tells me to get on my knees and lean over the sofa. Your Auntie Kate said that in labour, when you get to the point where you think you can't go on, you're nearly ready to meet your baby. Nobody told me miscarriage could be like labour. But I am ready.
Yeah, Amy. Shh, yeah.
The pain comes in waves now, wringing me out like a towel.
Just hold my hand, darling.
And the smell. Oh. That metallic smell. Release.
Amy, babe. You okay?
I'm wet.
I sit back on my heels in a pool of blood.
Okay.
And there on the floor is...
Is that...
Pale and jelly-like. They said I wouldn't see her. But here she is in my hand. Little fat body. Arms and legs. A big blob for a head with indents for eyes that would never open.
She's beautiful.
Take her, Andy, take her away. Okay. Wrap her up and keep her warm. No, warm. She should be in the fridge. We should be cold in the fridge.
You did it, darling. It's over. So, I love you.
Can you help me to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin the carpet.
It was not over. There is more pain as more blood comes out in lumps. The placenta, but what else? I cannot stand up anymore. I sit in the bath, and Andy sits on the toilet as I tremble and bleed and sob. I realise it is the blood that smells. It's not like period blood. It smells like when Alex sliced his thumb on a tin of tuna. It smells like life. In the land of make-believe,
I'm holding you tight. Can we go for a swim?
In the Thames? Not really, mate. Are we walking too fast for you?
We need some flowers.
Okay, right. Go and pick some daisies, Al. Or dandelions.
The yellow ones. Mummy's favourite.
And, get a stone or two.
I wrapped her in soft tissue and put her in a stripy paper bag with a £2 coin to help her sink and get her entry into the fun park or wherever. I can't look again, but I can feel the substance of her.
I found one shaped like a heart. Look.
Perfect.
He said he wasn't sure if we were allowed. I said I didn't care. It's warm and the towpath is busy. There are kids smoking weed. Not there. A pub busy with Mother's Day. A family on a jetty spreading ashes of their grandma, I think. Grieving memories, not dreams.
Look, there's a patch of grass at the end there.
Race you!
What?
There's a warm breeze. It's comforting, like a blanket. But it is fragile. I don't know where I'll land when the wind drops. The sun is so bright, it makes everything soft focus. I will not take her to the hospital in a Tupperware. She can go back to the fertile earth and grow into something new.
Here?
Yes.
There she is. Look.
But she was gone. Back with Mother Nature now. Nothing left but the sunlight reflecting on the water.
She's twinkling.